through a microphone. It's always enjoyable to preach the Word of God. I love God's Word because it is practical, it is usable, and it is truth. And I'm excited about that. The lesson for this morning is going to be three short verses that are packed with quality stuff. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And dutifully, I'm going to start by reading from the NIV. And then I'll switch to King James. God's word says this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The King James language is a little older, it's a little closer to the Greek and Aramaic. And here is what those verses say in the older King James translation. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. Now, we are very fortunate in this day and age because there are numerous translations of this passage and every other passage of God's Word. We could read the New King James. We could read the New American Standard. We could get our message from the New English Translation, the Good News Bible, New Living Translation, and if we wanted to be really cool, we could get it from the Message. But I don't know about you, but I often use another translation of God's Word in my life. It is the world-famous Pete Einstein translation. Can any of you understand that? If I was in prison, I would say, can you feel me, brothers, on that? Because the Pete Einstein translation would sound something like this. Rejoice when you feel like it. Pray when it comes to mind or if you're in a real bind. And in some things, if they're going your way, give thanks, for this is the only thing God can do for you through Christ Jesus. That's the Pete Einstein translation. I try not to use that translation very often. But I must tell you that it comes into my mind and heart with frequency. The Bible is the source of many what I call to-dos. There are wonderful things that the Bible can instruct you and me to do. But my question is, what about the how-tos? Because if you're going to do something, you need how to do it. And this verse is so timely. Let's look at it again. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice always. Not sometimes. Not when your feelings are in sync with the good stuff. We are to rejoice in every situation, in every circumstance of our life. Now, the root word for rejoice comes from the word joy. But may I say this to you, God has shown me through the years that joy is very distinct and very different from happiness. Now, you know I enjoy music, and back in the day there was a pop song that told us to don't worry, just be happy. I would sing it for you, but that would be a little gratuitous. Nevertheless, it was number one on the charts for a short time with this soothing message. Don't worry, be happy. Happiness to me depends upon happenings and circumstances and situations in our lives. When I'm talking to my brothers and sometimes my sisters in prison, they can relate to that because they get a reduction in their sentence and they're happy. But they get the Dear John letter from their girlfriend at home and they're sad. But they get a good series of lessons and a good series of mandated programs and they pass those, and so they're given more freedom and they're happy. But when they get out of prison, they can't find a job and therefore they're sad. And their lives ride on an emotional current, a roller coaster of feelings. And so they just say to me, Pete, all I want to do is be happy. And I say, brother, no, you don't. You want to be joyful. Because when Paul had been stoned, and when he had been beaten, and we had been thrown into a cold, dark, damp, dank, a lot of D's, dungeon, he exhibited ultimate joy in the journey beyond the circumstances. So we are to rejoice. If we are to rejoice evermore, that's a wonderful thing that we are instructed to do. How do we do it? All we need to do is move to verse 17. We are to pray without ceasing. Not pray when it comes to mind. Not pray when things are going well. We are to pray in every situation at all times without ceasing. And people say to me, Pete, will you pray for me? And I will say, sure. But know what? You can pray for you too. Why? Because prayer is simply a conversation between you and me with the Creator of the universe. Did you ever think of it that way? If we thought of prayer in those terms, I think maybe I would be a little more reverent, a little more awestruck. I would add importance and gravity to those words. But guys say to me, especially in prison, they say, but I don't know how to pray. I said, guys, it's a conversation. You could start with something like this. Dear Lord, I messed up. I can't do this anymore on my own. I need your help. What a powerful prayer. Lift it up to the Creator of the universe, the one who made us in his image. Some guys say, but I don't know how to pray. I don't have the words. Well, I always think of a dear saint from this church who's passed away a long time now, a former pastor, former missionary, and he would pray in what I would call old King James. Oh, dearest and most merciful Father, thou art gracious, thou anointest me with the knowledge from the heavens above. And on he would go. And people would go, whoa, I could never pray like that. And so you and I need to understand, we don't have to have the command of flowery prose and big long words. We can simply lift our hearts up to God, giving petitions. First, perhaps giving him thanks. Amen? For what he's done, for what he's doing, and what he will do in our lives. And then the rest will follow. God has a divine open door policy for you and me regarding prayer. We're in an age of high tech, and some of you who know me pretty well know I have pretty much raged against it. It wasn't too many years ago that my SunPower Board of Advisors said, Pete, look, this is not a suggestion. This is a command. You and Fran will get cell phones. Because when you're traveling in godforsaken mountainous places loaded up with sound equipment and your van breaks down, you need to be able to call somebody. My computer and I are not the best of friends. But we have a God that we can communicate with. We do not need 4G. We do not need 5G. We do not need an unlimited data plan. Every hour of every day, we can speak personally to the one who made all things. That's pretty amazing. And to talk with God all day long, you and I need to keep our channel open and clean and clear of obstruction and distraction and sin. I'm preaching to me now. Don't worry about it if you're feeling a little uneasy. This is the blessing of giving a message. You're doubly blessed. You prepare it, and then you let it go. And it's for me as much as anybody else, always, first and foremost. And so if we are on a Christ-like journey, if this life that we live is a marathon and not a 100-meter dash, then it is incumbent that you and I let that prayer life be part of the journey, praying without ceasing in every situation. It gives power that we cannot generate in and of ourselves. It is really powerful stuff. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you and me. In everything, give thanks. Well, that's not hard to do, is it? I used to really get angry with people who would tell me, yes, we need to even thank God for the bad things. And I would say, get real. Get off your sanctimonious preacher pulpit and get real. Because I didn't feel like that. You might not believe this, but I actually have a little bit of rebel in me that jumps up and introduces itself sometimes at inopportune moments. And the idea that I, Pete Einstein, is supposed to give thanks in all things, for all things, is sometimes a tough pill for me to swallow. But God, being God, he teaches me that this is true because his word is truth. And if you ever want to get in a debate with somebody about what is truth, instead of getting into this long dialogue, just say simply this. Truth is reality as God sees it. Done. You and I are to thank God for everything, even the consequences of sin. How about that? We can thank him for the good stuff, for the blessings. That's easy, isn't it? That's a natural overflow even of our own self and selfishness. If things are going my way, it is very easy to praise God. Thank you, Lord. But when I lose my job, not so much. Or when I come down with cancer. Or when I'm enjoying my life in Hawaii and get a little cut, and the next 2 weeks I have this staph infection down the side of my body, and for a year after that, that allows Lyme disease to come out that's been hiding for 5 years, and I'm like an idiot. With no balance and no thought process and extraordinary fatigue, and thank you, Lord. And you know why I can now thank him in situations like that? Because sometimes I get running too fast, too far in the lead, waiting for him to catch up. Amen? That's how I started Sun Power Ministries in 1992. I got this great idea. Come on, Lord. I can do this thing. Come on. Join me in the journey. It'll be fun. As I left my job. And my income dropped 75%. But yet, God gives us a vision, and through prayer, he can and will give us a destiny. But we have to be thankful, and we have to realize that in every situation of life, there is a kernel, there is a nugget of blessing that we just need to squeeze from it. If you've been around me enough, I've said this, you've heard me say this, you'll hear me say it again. This is one of the most important spiritual lessons I've ever learned in my life because it's so practical. And here it is, free of charge for you this Sunday morning at Carlisle Alliance. Through every physical event in our lives, there is a spiritual lesson to be learned. Now think about that. Every physical event and situation and circumstance in our lives carries with it a powerful spiritual lesson. What do you mean? My child's in rebellion. It's literally hell on earth. I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. Yes, that's a nasty situation. And God might be saying to you, this is a test for you to develop courage and stability and patience. And God is very faithful. If we choose not to learn the spiritual lesson, he'll let us go through it again. And again. I could do this until 10:05. And again, because sometimes that's how long it takes for you and I to learn what he wants us to learn. And in that, the nexus of all that is to give thanks in the midst of the chaos. I don't know about you, but I think the world right now is outside the door is a bit chaotic. Just a few things out of sync here and there. But yet, through the COVID, through the this, through the that, if you determine that you are going to seek God in the midst and give him thanks and praise, even when you don't see the thing you want to thank and praise him for, it will come to be in your mind and your spiritual heart. Because God treasures and loves obedience even more than he loves sacrifice in our lives. Oh, we think we've sacrificed a lot, but how many of us are as intent upon being obedient as we are with giving up a little of this or this? I remember growing up in a mainline Protestant liberal church, Lent was a big deal because you had to give up stuff. God wants us to practice Lent every day of the year, 365, 24/7, because he is intent on teaching us and schooling us to be more like him and less like our old selves. So we're to thank God for everything, even the consequences of sin. And the consequences of sin sometimes bring up our old friend, the devil, the enemy, Satan. And may I say, sometimes in the past I've done it, and sometimes we as a body of Christ give him too much credit. Because he can mess with us and he can come at us sideways, and now he's taken off the gloves, and it's sometimes in our lives it's a frontal assault. But through it all, if we have our faith secure in the foundation of Christ Jesus, we know that he is a defeated foe. His time is limited. We even know the outcome. He's thrown into a place called the lake of fire. And so even that should not be a hindrance to our forward moving, giving thanks and praise in Christ Jesus every step of the way in our lives. Thankfulness will tune our minds and our hearts in such a way that we become more compassionate, we become more grateful, and we become more usable to God. And that's exciting to me. A pastor friend of mine said that thankfulness is a prerequisite for the joy that we talked about. He said this, he said, thankfulness cannot coexist with grumpy. And sometimes as we look around the body of Christ, we need to ask people, are you loving Jesus today? And if the answer is yes, then we need to tell them to notify their face. Because there's a lot of folks walking around looking defeated, acting defeated, speaking death, as opposed to speaking life into situations. Wow. Three little verses, so powerful, so packed with meaning, but not just esoterical meaning, practical, gut-level, usable information. That's what I love about God's Word. I need this. That's why I call the Bible my handbook for life and living. And so here we are. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice evermore. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, if we can walk away this morning and absorb and internalize and digest these tidbits, you and I are preparing ourselves for the long haul. We can react responsibly and spiritually and in a Christ-like manner to the things that hit us in an instant. And we can also cultivate our minds and our spiritual hearts to prepare us for what might be some tough times ahead. God is looking for warriors. God is looking for men to be spiritual leaders and women to use their talents and come alongside. There are enough spiritual wimps warming up church pews around the nation to satisfy the seating arrangements during COVID. But God is looking for people who are going to step out on the front line and really arm themselves, as in Ephesians, from head to toe and do the work. So how do we do this? We rejoice evermore. We pray without ceasing. And in everything we give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And all God's people said, amen.